Figures just out this week show an uptick in foreclosures this year nationally, but it's better than last year. Things apparently have leveled off somewhat in the triad, but that could be temporary. Justin, what about that?
You know, the Business Journal has an interesting story this week that is looking at this whole issue of foreclosures, trying to put things in perspective. Steve, this is a very complex issue. What's happening with real estate, what's happening with housing, what's happening with foreclosures. What the Business Journal found is that they appear to have leveled off in the triad, that we don't have more foreclosures in the first 5 months of this year than we had last year. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell the whole story.
Well, what is the story? I mean, is this something that's going to continue?
Listen, we've got a situation with banks where, you know, you still have so many folks that are holding mortgages that are underwater. And it doesn't make a great deal of sense for them to go in and grab these homes back because, one, you're tossing people out. And two, the housing market isn't so strong just yet. Three, the values aren't so great. So if they take a house back that they can't really flip and make money on, doesn't do them any good. So there's this sense that there's a little bit of a lull right now in the foreclosure situation, but it could blow up in 5 or 6 months and shoot right up as we see foreclosures jump again.
Well, they also have quite a pent-up inventory of already foreclosed homes that they would have to get rid of as well.
Yeah, so you've got that. And the situation there is that if they start dumping those homes on the market, all it's going to do is drive home prices down. Now, as we've talked about on this program in the last couple of months, the real estate market has actually started to stabilize. And we're actually starting to see inventory come down, prices starting to rise, and home builders starting to build again. Again, it's just a very complex question, and this foreclosure piece of it is just really hard to tease out.
And what we have here, of course, in the triad seems to be a lot better than it is in other areas of the country. Nonetheless, it's, like you said, not very clear as to exactly what that future holds.
Yeah. You know, and you look at some of the rural areas, Steve, and you actually see the numbers a little better, you know, particularly in Davidson County and in Davie County, where foreclosures have really plunged there. And there's some thinking it's because there's been a lot of job growth there, quite frankly. And you got Ashley Furniture going into Davie County, creating a bunch of jobs. And that's had a positive impact on the housing market there. You're not seeing that in the urban counties just yet. So we still have a ways to go to get out of this real estate mess that we've been in for the last several years.
Yeah, robust growth is not a word we would use at this. Now something a little bit more clear-cut and a little bit more positive, Pepsi Bottling Ventures has something going on in the triad. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, this is a huge deal that the Business Journal is reporting today, and that's this idea that Pepsi Bottling Ventures is going to be investing $82 million to upfit an enormous bottling plant in Union Cross Business Park, which is just outside the city limits, you know, between Winston-Salem and High Point. You know, Pepsi has been bottling soda in Winston-Salem since 1910. This is one of their largest bottling facilities, and they're sticking with it. You know, they are expanding there, and Pepsi is going to have a long life ahead of itself in Forsyth County.
Now, does this mean anything for jobs in the area?
It doesn't look like it. You know, Pepsi right now employs about 500 people in the triad in a variety of locations. It looks like this is a consolidation of where all those workers are going to be. So as they flesh out this huge expansion there in Union Cross, all of those 500 workers, some of whom are in Guilford County, will be working at the new site. It doesn't look like they're expanding job-wise, but because of the size of this investment, it's a big boost to the tax base in Forsyth County, and that's a good thing.
Well, now, what's prompting this consolidation? Is it their brand acquisition or what?
You know, at a certain point, it just makes sense to consolidate. It makes it sense to have the most efficient equipment that you can have. A lot of this money that's being spent is actually being spent on new bottling equipment. But, you know, with the assault that we've seen on sugary sodas over the last several years, bottling companies and drink companies like Pepsi and Coca-Cola have really been expanding and diversifying their product line, getting into juices, getting into sports drinks, getting into a variety of waters. Pepsi's doing that as well, and this all plays into the need for this expansion.
Is there a timetable when they expect to make this consolidation complete?
They haven't been real specific about that, but it's going to be over the next year or two.
Okay. Well, it does underscore, too, that the Triad's a friendly area in which to do business, and we've seen that more and more recently.
You know, they definitely want to put that spin on it, Steve, and it's a good thing. You know, the city and county came across with almost $2 million in incentives, saying they're willing to work with their best companies, and they've done it, and it's worked with Pepsi.
Justin, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.